Can it really be 60 years ago that I first saw you? It is truly a lifetime, I know. But as I gaze into your eyes now, it seems like only yesterday that I first saw you in that small cafe in Hanover Square. From the moment I saw you smile as you opened the door for the young mother and her newborn baby, I knew that I wanted to share the rest of my life with you. I still think of how foolish I must have looked as I gazed at you the first time. I remember watching you intently as you took off your head and loosely shook your short dark hair with your fingers. I felt myself becoming immersed in your every detail as you placed your head on the table and cupped your hands around that hot cup of tea, gently blowing the steam away with your pouted lips. From that moment, everything seemed to make perfect sense to me. The people in the cafe and the busy street outside all disappeared into a hazy blur. All I could see was you. All through my life, I have relived that very first day. Many times I have sat and thought about that the first day and how for a few fleeting moments I am there, feeling again what it's like to know true love for the very first time. It pleases me that I can still have those feelings now after all those years, and I know I would always have them to comfort me. Not even as I shook and trembled uncontrollably in the trenches did I forget your face. I would sit huddled into the wet mud, terrified, as the hails of bullets and mortars crashed down around me. I would clutch my rifle tightly to my heart and think again the very first day we met. I would cry out in fear as the noise of war beat down around me. But as I thought of you and saw you smiling back at me, everything around me would become silent, and I will be with you again for a few precious moments, far from the death and destruction. It was not until I opened my eyes once again that I would see and hear the carnage of war around me. I cannot tell you how strong my love for you was back then. When I returned to Yongli in the September, feeling battered, bruised, and fragile, we held each other so tight I thought we could burst. I asked you to marry me the very same day, and I whooped with joy when you looked deep into my eyes and said, "Yes, to be my bride." I'm looking at our wedding photo now, the one on the dressing table next to your jewelry box. I think of how young and innocent we were back then. I remember being on the church steps, grinning like a Cheshire cat, when you said how dashing and handsome I looked in my uniform. The photo is old and faded now, but when I look at it, I only see the bright, vibrant colors of our youth. I can still remember every detail of the pretty wedding dress your mother made for you, with its fine, delicate lace and pretty pearls. If I concentrate hard enough, I can smell the sweetness of your wedding bouquet as you held it so proudly for everyone to see. I remember being so overjoyed when a year later, you gently held my hand to your waist and whispered in my ear that we were going to be a family. I know both our children love you dearly. They're outside the door now, waiting. To remember how I panicked like a madman when Jonathan was born. I can still picture you laughing and smiling at me now, as I clumsily held him for the very first time in my arms. I watched as your laughter faded into tears, as I stared at him and cried my own tears of joy. Sarah and Tom arrived this morning with little Tessie. Can't remember how we both hugged each other tightly when we saw our tiny granddaughter for the first time. I can't believe she'll be 8 next month. I'm trying not to cry, my love. As I tell you how beautiful she looks today in her pretty dress and red shining shoes. She reminds me so much of you, the first day we met. She has her hair cut short now, just like yours was all those years ago. When I met her at the door, her smile wrapped around me like a warm glove, just like yours used to do, my darling. I know you are tired, my dear, and I must let you go. But I love you so much, it hurts me to do so. As we grow older together, I would tease you that you had not changed since we first met. But it is true, my darling. I do not see the wrinkles and gray hair that other people see. When I look at you now, I only see your sweet tender lips and youthful sparkling eyes as we sat and had our first picnic next to that small stream and chased each other around that big old oak tree. I remember wishing those first few days together would last forever. Do you remember how exciting and wonderful those days were? I must go now, my darling. Our children are waiting outside. They want to say goodbye to you. I wipe the tears away from my eyes and bend my frail old legs down to the floor so that I can kneel beside you. I lean close to you and take hold of your hand and kiss your tender lips for the very last time. Sleep peacefully, my dear. Sleep peacefully. I am sad that you had to leave me, but please don't worry. I am content knowing I will be with you soon. I am too old and too empty now to live much longer without you. I know it won't be long before we meet again in that small cafe in Hanover Square. Goodbye, my darling wife.